Sincerity, Luke 11, verse 37 to 12, verse 12. While Jesus was teaching, a member of the political party of the Pharisees invited him over to eat. Jesus accepted, and entering into the man's house, he sat down. The man marveled when he saw that Jesus ignored the purity laws of their society by not ceremonially washing himself before the meal. The Lord Jesus responded to him, "You members of the political party of the Pharisees worry about superficial and exterior cleansing, but on the inside, your lives are full of stolen wealth and works of injustice. Fools! You cannot separate the inside and outside of your lives. Give away the wealth and possessions that you are storing up for yourselves, and then everything in your life will finally be pure. You members of the political party of the Pharisees are condemned, for you tithe and give a tenth of your things, thinking that makes you generous. But as you hold on to 90%, you are ignoring the true justice and love that the Creator is calling you into. Love and justice are essential and necessary. You cannot disregard these things. You are condemned, for you pursue political and economic power, status, and privilege. You are condemned, for you are leading the people into fellowship with death and decay without them knowing it." Responding to Jesus, one of the scholars of Moses' law said, "By saying these things, you are shaming and attacking us as well." Jesus said, "Well, you scholars of Moses' law are condemned as well, for you burden the people with your man-made rules, laws, and expectations, and then you don't even live up to them yourselves. You are condemned, for you praise the prophets by honoring their graves, but in reality you refuse to listen to their words, and you support your ancestors who put them to death. You approve of the deeds of your ancestors, for they killed the prophets, and now you honor that by building fancy graves, which just reinforce that the prophets are dead and silenced. The Creator in His wisdom knew that you would hunt down and kill His prophets and representatives. So beware. This culture will be held responsible for the blood of all the prophets, who were beaten and killed for proclaiming the Creator's rule that you are rejecting. From the blood of Abel, who was killed by his brother Cain for living by trust as a shepherd and not by control as a tiller of the soil, to the blood of John the Baptist's dad, Zechariah, who was killed in the temple for standing up against its injustice. Yes, I say to you, this culture will be held responsible for it all, because it is rejecting the Creator's rule that all the prophets proclaimed. So yes, you scholars of Moses' law are condemned, for you were given the truth of the prophets, but you refused to listen, and then you even stopped those who wanted to listen and obey." The biblical scholars and the members of the political party of the Pharisees were furious and began to hold a terrible grudge against Jesus. They began intensely questioning Jesus about his teachings, eagerly hoping he would say something that could be used to get him killed. Soon, a crowd of thousands had gathered together, and they were trampling each other in order to see Jesus. Jesus then began addressing his apprentices who had left everything behind in order to follow him, saying, "Be aware of the seductive messages and influences all around you. Especially keep yourselves free from all hypocrisy and two-faced pretending. For there is nothing secret or hidden that will not be revealed and made known. Everything done under the cover of darkness will be thrown into the light for all to see. Every whispered secret will be shouted on the rooftops for all to hear. All hypocrisy will be exposed. I say to you, my friends, do not fear human rulers who try to control you through the threat of suffering and death. They are ultimately powerless. There is only one to fear, and only one whose opinion matters, the Creator Himself. For He can throw you into the everlasting garbage heap where civilization is going. Yes, I say to you, fear Him alone. Every single day, small birds are sold and given over to their deaths for a small price. Yet not a single one of them is forgotten or abandoned by the Creator. He watches over all His creatures. The Creator is so intimately involved in His creation that He even numbers every hair of your head. So do not fear. The Creator is carrying you, providing for you, and watching over you, just as He does all His creatures. I say to you, everyone who pledges his undivided allegiance to Me before the rulers and authorities will stand vindicated with the human ones community on the day of the Creator's judgment. But everyone who compromises his allegiance to me before the rulers and authorities will stand alone and without my support on the day of the Creator's judgment. Everyone who commits his life to my cause will be liberated and set free. But everyone who rejects the work of the Creator's Spirit will remain enslaved and imprisoned under the tyranny of civilization. When they put you on trial before the religious and political authorities, do not worry about how to explain yourselves or whether to speak at all. Trust that the Creator's Spirit will guide and lead you into what is necessary in those moments.